Chapter 72. Mike Frazetta was seated before his huge flat screen, watching High Plains Drifter. One of Frazetta's favorite scenes, an exchange between the town preacher and Clint Eastwood's stranger, was playing. Frazetta sat mute as Eastwood's character spoke. "All these people, are they your sisters and brothers?" Eastwood's character asks the indignant preacher about the dispossessed residents of the town. "They most certainly are," says the preacher. Frazetta leaned forward, balling and unballing his fists in anticipation of Eastwood's reply. "Then you won't mind if they come over and stay at your place, will you?" He clapped his hands together. "I love that line," he said as Joe Breen came into the room. He turned to gaze at Joe. "What's wrong? I can tell something's wrong by that look on your puss."
"Vic, what about him?"
"He's gone." That got Frazetta's attention. He stood up and spun around, his face twisted in anger.
"What do you mean he's gone? Gone where? Gone how?"
"Mexico, then to Belize," Joe said. "How, I don't know. But he's out of here."
"Fuck! I thought I told you to keep an eye on him."
"I staked out his hotel. He must have slipped out the back or something."
"Then how do you know he split?"
"A source."
"What good is a source? I seen some of your sources, Joe. People will tell you all kinds of shit because they're afraid of you, or they want to get greased, or they need a favor."
"Not this source. This girl's as reliable as they come, Mike. I trust her like you trust Lorraine. You can make book on it."
"What, you trust a hooker?"
"I suppose she's an escort of a sort," Joe said. "Let's leave it at that. Whatever label you choose to give her, I'll vouch that she's telling the truth of what she knows. But why are you so troubled? We're rid of Vic. Isn't that what you wanted all along? Any stink is on him. We're insulated."
"It's not him I'm worried about," Mike said. "He could rot in Belize, eating bananas and mangoes for all I care. I was planning on him going for a long one-way ride no matter what. It's his documentation. It's his computer. It's anything he's got that links us to him other than us growing up together. He's the only person who can tie us to that SEC guy's murder."
"I think we'll be okay."
"Not for nothing, Joe, but thinking is my department. Listen, I want you to head out to Scottsdale. Pull Vic's house apart, stick by stick if you have to. Find his computer, his papers, and bring them back. Go have a talk with his lawyer."
"A talk or a talk?"
"If the normal kind of talking don't work, do your kind of talking."
"What if Vic's wife is..."
"Since when do I have to tell you what to do every step of the way? What's up with you lately? If the wife gets in the way, send her to summer camp, like the Salter kid's girlfriend."
Joe's stomach twisted in a knot at that, but he didn't say anything.
"I'll arrange for you to fly out there on a private jet. We don't want records of you on a commercial flight. Use the alias you bought your house with, okay? You still got all the fake paper I got for you?"
"I got it."
"Go pack some stuff and head out to Logan. And Joe, one more thing."
"What?"
"Dress your age, for Christ's sakes, already. Lose the faded jeans and sneaks. Wear a suit and some decent shoes. I'll arrange for somebody to fix you up with a piece when you land. Okay? Get out of here."
When Joe Breen left, Mike Frazetta didn't call his connection at the airport or his contact in Phoenix. He sat back down, pressed rewind, then play. He sat forward. Lorraine was pacing by the front door as Joe came out of the study.
"Don't worry," Joe said. "I've kept my word."
"I've hated you for such a long time. I feel all twisted up inside now. I don't know what I'm supposed to feel about you anymore."
"I did what I did for me, not for you. Stop fretting over it."
She stroked his cheek.
"Bless you anyway, Joe."
He smiled with his mouth closed tight.
"It'll take more than your blessing to make up the ground I mean to make up. I'll be on my way."
He brushed past Lorraine Frazetta, down the front steps, and hoped like hell Moira was home. He wasn't any good at leaving notes.